Hey, I hope it's okay that I called. I guess it's a little too late now. I've just been thinking a lot about you. Like, a lot. I know we broke up. I can't stop thinking about you. Well, to be perfectly honest, I've been thinking about the last night we spent together. Do you remember? We went to that cheesy bar for your friend's birthday. Seriously, Dive Bar is the name of the bar. So stupid. I remember we had an argument that morning. Big shock, I know. I don't even remember what it was about. Something pointless, I'm sure. I remember I was dreading going out. But I went because I knew some of my friends would at least be there. I purposely wore that short blue dress that you love, just to piss you off. And when we got there, I immediately left you to go hang out with the girls. I also immediately began drinking. I'm not a big drinker, but that night, I was, huh? Seriously, I don't even remember how many shots I took. I do remember later, I was dancing with some friends, being stupid, trying to look sexy. And I looked over and I saw you, alone at the table in the back. You were watching me, and you had this brooding look on your face. I slowly walked over to you, and we just stared at each other in silence. The bar had emptied out quite a bit, and we were in a fairly secluded area. Not private by any means, but my drunk ass didn't care. You were sitting on the bar stool, and then you stretched one of your legs out in front of you. I accepted the invitation. I moved closer to you, then put my legs on either side of yours, straddling your leg. I started rubbing my pussy against your leg. Very, very slowly. You looked me in the eyes the entire time, never flinching. Our faces were so close, but we never touched. The sound of the music and the people faded away as I continued rubbing myself on your leg, riding you. Eyes locked. If anyone was watching, I didn't care. I was in my own world. I started grinding a little faster, a little harder. I didn't take my eyes off yours, but I knew your cock was getting hard. I know you too well to think this wasn't getting you fucking hot. I could feel that my pussy was getting your jeans wet. Fuck. That made me even wetter. Knowing that I was marking your leg for everyone to see. I remember the friction on my clit felt warm. Electric. Even if I wanted to stop, I couldn't. I felt your leg move up a little. and it pushed harder into my pussy. Oh. I started grinding faster. There's no way it wasn't obvious to other people what I was doing. I was fucking your leg. Hard. I swear to God, just staring into your eyes made me come. I came so fucking hard. My pussy pulsing against your leg. I remember my knees almost giving out. I'm not sure if that was from the alcohol or the orgasm. Probably a little of both. You grabbed me to steady me, then dragged me to the bathroom. You tossed me on the counter and kissed me hard. My entire body felt that kiss. Damn, I can still feel your stubble rubbing against my cheek. You tasted like whiskey or brandy. One of those brown liqueurs I can't stand. But this time, mixed with your breath, your scent, your tongue. Fuck. Tasted like a goddamn dream. I can't remember if you ripped my panties off or what, but they were gone. You undid your pants and plunged your cock straight in. I wrapped my legs around you, pulling you in deeper. I grabbed your hair and pulled you closer, feeling your hot breath against my ear. Apparently you had the forethought to lock the door, because I remember someone knocking. Sorry, occupied. Every time you thrust your cock into me, the counter creaked, alerting everyone outside to our fucking. Not that our moans didn't already do that. It didn't take long. You came inside me, and then we both sat silently, your cock still inside me, trying to regain any semblance of composure. You looked me in the eyes while you zipped up your pants, and then you walked out, leaving me sitting on the counter. Your cum slowly dripping out of my pussy. I walked out of the bathroom and decided to just get a lift to take me home. I wished your friend a happy birthday, and I slowly walked past you to the door. Your cum still dripping out of me, dripping down my leg. Did you notice? I left it there for you. I marked you. And you marked me. One last time. Do you remember that night? Do you ever think about it? Well, if you ever, you know, need someone to well, if your knee ever feels cold, I'm always up for a ride.